الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فأما بعد My dear brothers and sisters, children are taught in kindergarten that A is for apple. If they go to Islamic school, they are taught that A is for Allah, not for apple. I submit to you that A stands neither for apple nor for Allah. In that sense, A stands for attitude and akhirah. This is not a lesson in semantics or the English alphabet, but in underlining the fact that attitude drives behavior and behavior drives results. I remind myself anew about the attitude of submission, the importance of the attitude of submission. Submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submission which is called Islam. Submission about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, enter completely into Islam, not partially, enter completely and totally into Islam, meaning that obey all the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completely and totally, and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Verily, he is to you a plain and clear manifest enemy. Today we are gathered for Eid al-Adha, a reminder to the end of time about a man who epitomized submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A man who was the father of prophets and who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called his Khalil. A man about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself said, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ When his Rabb said to him, submit, he said, I have submitted to Rabbul Alameen. What can I say about the one whose witness is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself? I remind myself anew that Islam means submission. Submission means obedience, unquestioning obedience, not blind obedience, but unquestioning obedience. Why unquestioning? Because we have already done our questioning and reasoning, and now we believe with knowledge and with certainty. We recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, acknowledge Him as our creator and sustainer, to whom is our return, and so we obey Him without question. We acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we submit to Him in the sure knowledge that He will take care of us, and all that He ordered us to do is for our benefit, and we are thankful for His guidance and care. We submit willingly, joyfully and proudly. That is our differentiator and that is our brand. Today, this is our single point of contention which continually trips us up. The fact that we give precedence to our nafs, our desires, over the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in effect, we do not submit. We obey selectively. Selective obedience is disobedience. Taqwa is to leave selective obedience and to have only one criterion for all speech and action. Does it please Allah? It is only when we do that do we become eligible for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He promised. When He said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ هَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ In Surah Talaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, And whosoever fears Allah and has taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He jalla jalaluhu will make a way for him to get out from every difficulty. And He will provide him from sources that he cannot even imagine. And whoever puts his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He jalla jalaluhu will be sufficient for him. Why must we bring ourselves into a state of submission? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us of a day when every single one of us will see Him. It is a day which every one of us will see. It is not a matter of belief, it's an absolute certainty. If we exist, we will see that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, spend of that which we have provided for you before a day comes when there will be no bargaining, nor friendship, nor intercession. And it is the disbelievers who are the oppressors and wrongdoers, the zalimun. So let us ask what our preparation for that day is. It makes no sense to remain oblivious of a day about which we have been informed and warned. We must choose. When the Banu Nadir were expelled from Medina, those Arabs who had given their children to the Banu Nadir to be raised came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him if they should force their children to stay back with them in Medina. It was at that time that the following ayat were revealed, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله سميع عليم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there is no compulsion in religion. Verily the right path has become distinct and clear from the wrong path. Whoever disbelieves in taghut, in false deities, and believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he or she has grasped the most trustworthy handhold that will never break. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearer and all knower. He hears everything and he knows everything. There is no compulsion for the one who has not entered Islam yet. Let him make his choice. The two paths of guidance and misguidance have been clearly distinguished and demarcated. Let him choose. There is no forced conversion in Islam or in anything else for that matter, including which football club you wish to support. All conversion is in the heart. How can anyone force you to change your heart? For the one who has already made the choice, for the one who has entered Islam already, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned what must happen with them. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. For the one who has entered Islam, there is only one thing he says, and that is, we hear and we obey. I hear and I obey. The person does not say, I hear and then I will obey out of that which suits me. He does not talk about selective obedience. He says, I hear and I obey. Whatever my Rabb Jalla Jalal who tells me, I will do. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the consequence of making the right choice, of choosing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over everyone and everything else, that thereby we would have grasped a powerful handhold which will never break. Who is ready to do that? I'm asking you. Who is ready to grasp a handhold that will never break? Yeah? Inshallah? Show of hands. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bear witness to all the hands which were raised. Even if they were raised half like this. Nashta ne kare maalum, uthao, pura uthao. Kya yaar ho? So let us choose. Let us get serious with our lives. Let us stop making excuses, pretending that these will save us. They won't. Let us grasp the handhold that will take us into Jannah without hisab, inshaAllah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there is no compulsion about the choice. But choose we must, because the clock is ticking backwards. When it stops, so will our chance to choose. My brothers and sisters, we are free to choose. But each choice has consequences. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentioned those consequences so that we can make an intelligent choice and so that we will not be able to say that we were confused and didn't know enough to choose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu yukhrijuhum minaz zulumati ilan nur وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاءُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ يُخْرِجُونَهُم مِّنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. About the choices of making a choice, about the consequences of making the right choice and making the wrong choice, or not choosing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these ayat, which are also from Surah Al-Baqarah. Notice the beautiful analogy. The ayat says, the meaning of the ayat is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am the wali. Allah is the wali, the protector or guardian of those who believe. He brings them out from darkness into light. But as for those who disbelieve, their awliya, their supporters and helpers are the taghut, false deities and false leaders and whoever they believe in. They bring them out from light into darkness. Those are the dwellers of the fire and they will abide therein forever. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that. Notice the beautiful analogy of light and darkness, alluding to guidance and misguidance. When you are walking on a path, light on the path doesn't change the nature of the path. It helps you to negotiate it, save yourselves from the dangers of it, and to find ease in it. Darkness, on the other hand, hides the true nature of the path so that you are likely to become a victim of its dangers and do yourself injury. Light, therefore, while it doesn't physically change the nature of the path, changes the consequence of it. It doesn't change the path, but changes the destination. It clarifies our choices. It enables us to make informed and intelligent choices and decisions. Darkness prevents us from all of this and leaves us to grope and stagger our way to the edge of the cliff and into oblivion that has no end. But before we choose, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself to us so that we know whose support we are seeking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the greatest ayat of the Quran, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm, lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard, man dhal ladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'idhnih. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ.
We know this ayah, we know the meaning, but just to remind ourselves again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah, la ilaha illa hu, none has the right to be worshipped but him, the ever-living, al-hayyul qayyum, the ever-living, the one who sustains and protects all that exists. Neither sleep nor even the blinking of an eye overtake him. To him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Who is he that can intercede with him except with his permission? He knows what happens to his creatures in this world and what will happen to them in the hereafter. And they will never compass or know anything of his knowledge except that which he wills. His kursi extends over the heavens and the earth, and he feels no fatigue or tiredness in guarding and preserving them, and he is the Most High, the Most Great. Today, Eid al-Adha epitomizes the choice that Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family made. A choice to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without reservation, question or hesitation. It also epitomizes the result of making that choice. Honor in this world and remembrance until the day of judgment and the grace and mercy and honor of their Rabb whom we will all meet. Eid al-Adha comes to remind us to make our choice, to choose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and submission and obedience to His orders, to teach us how these orders are to be obeyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told us to follow Him without question. He said, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. In Surah Al-Hashr, Allah said, whatsoever the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you, take it. And whatsoever he forbids you from, abstain from it. And fear the wrath and anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe in punishment. And he said, Jalla Jalaluhu, مَنْ يُطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ تَوَلَّ فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, he who obeys Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he who obeys the messenger, has indeed obeyed Allah. But he who turns away, then we have not sent you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a watcher or guard over them. The orders are from Allah. The method is from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was taught that method by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu himself through what we know as wahi, ghair matlu, or the sunnah. This is the connection between the Quran and the sunnah, between Allah and his Rasul Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one who wants to seek Allah, to reach Allah without Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is doomed to fail. I remind myself and you that the time to choose is now, because no matter where we are, now is all that we have. So let us make the intelligent choice and choose Allah. Let us resolve here and now that we will never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we will never go against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kya bhai, tayar hai? Inshallah. This is the real sign of our intelligence or the lack of it. Let us choose wisely, because we will have to live with our choice for a very long time, forever. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the Hajj of those who did Hajj this year, to make it possible for those who have not done Hajj yet to do so, to invite those who have done Hajj again and again to his house, and to accept all your du'as, ease your difficulties, cure your ailments, give you halal rizq, take you out of all haram, and give you the tawfiq to live your lives in such a way that you will be honored when you meet him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.